Welcome to the MCG for today's game against our traditional rival Essendon. The stats certainly speak for themselves and are a testament to the great rivalry between our two clubs. Our clubs have played each other in 242 VFL-AFL games, with Carlton slightly in front with 122 wins, 115 losses and 5 draws. We've played each other in 6 grand finals, each having won 3. We've played in 20 finals, and both clubs winning 10 each. And of course, we each have 16 premierships. And the rivalry continues today as we battle it out for the Madden Cup. Now, with the Bombers reigning winners of the Cup, we have extra incentive today to win, to bring the silverware back to Icon Park. It really doesn't matter where our clubs sit on the ladder. They are always great games played with vigour and intensity. Despite the threat of inclement weather, the MCC closing the car park, and the Run for the Kids event resulting in road closures, we hope to draw a big crowd for the match today. We also hope, and are very, very hopeful, that going forward, that common sense will prevail, and the AFL will fixture this game in its rightful time slot on a Friday night or a more traditional time slot of Saturday afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to welcome the 29th Governor of Victoria, the Honourable Linda Dessau, Governor of Victoria, and Mr. Anthony Howard. Now, we know you both have very busy schedules, but we thank you very much for taking the time to be here today, and it should be a great day. Now, there is a large contingent of Essendon people in the room today. I'd like to welcome the President of the Essendon Football Club, Lindsay Tanner, and CEO Xavier Campbell, Chairperson of the Herald Weekly Times, Penny Fowler, and Essendon Pass player, Grant Fowler. A special welcome to Mike and Sandy McGrath, who are the parents of this year's number one draft pick, Andrew McGrath. And to all the Essendon supporters in the room, welcome and the best of luck for the remainder of the season. I would like to extend a very warm welcome to close friends of the Carlton Football Club, Executive Chairman of Visy, Anthony Pratt, to the great David Parkin, Premiership coach, and his daughter, Neralee Hankin. Welcome to you. I think I saw sticks here. Stephen Kernahan, great legend of the Carlton Football Club. The Honourable Josh Frydenberg. The Honourable Jane Garrett here. From Singapore, we've got our great friend, Jonathan Glickfield. Welcome to you, Jonathan. And Ciccone's, of course, our friends from Ciccone's restaurant and the Bordolotto family for their outstanding venue today and great support of the Carlton Football Club. Welcome to you all. Now, it's always a great thing on game day. It's always great to have a past player join us on game day. Today, Brian Quirk will ring the historic Old Blue Bell before being inducted into the Carlton Ring of Honour. Brian played 167 games for our club, including in the 1968 Premiership. He made his Carlton debut in Round 3 in 1965 against South Melbourne, and in that year was awarded the Best First-Year Player, equivalent to our NAB Rising Star. 9 years later, he received the Best Clubman Award, and in 2006 was inducted into the Carlton Hall of Fame. Congratulations, Brian, and it's great to have you here today. Now, ladies and gentlemen, big games like this, the MCG, between two great traditional clubs, is a celebration of community life. It allows us to reflect on where we came from and what's important to us. It's for this reason that the Carlton team today will wear the blue-out Guernsey here on my right. A navy monogram, key-lined in white, appears on the front of our Guernsey for the first time in our 153-year history. The word Carlton is proudly displayed on the back of the jumper. We view our connection with the suburb of Carlton as being based on culture, heritage, ethnic diversity and acceptance. The monogram reflects the bluestone appearance commonly discovered in the heritage streets throughout the suburb of Carlton. Our club became the sporting and cultural home in Melbourne for many migrants that arrived in Carlton in the 50s and 60s. It provided a true sense of belonging, and we celebrate that today with the launch of this jumper. Today, our club will again be represented by a young team. In the last two rounds, we've seen the debut of the first two players, Sam Petrescu-Seaton and Harrison McCree, along with club debuts for Jared Pickett and Caleb Marchbank. Each of these players have shown enormous potential and will be great contributors for the Carlton Football Club. Our second-year players, Jacob Weaver, Jack Silvani and Charlie Gurno, continue to shine. Their efforts have not defaulted. This afternoon, continuing with our strategy of playing youth, we congratulate Tom Williamson on his AFL debut. Tom is originally from Ararat. He is a skillful, medium-sized defender, midfielder who can break games open with his speed. Tom was recruited from North Ballarat Rebels. He has excellent fitness and endurance, finishing first in the agility test and second in the 3 kilometre time trial at last year's AFL Draft Combine. Tom is an outstanding young man with great values and great character. Tom's parents, Janine and Alistair Williamson, are here today. Janine and Alistair, you should be very proud of your boy, and we wish him every success for today's game and for his future at the Carlton Football Club. The future of this football club, the future of the Carlton Football Club, is in our youth, and there will be very many exciting times ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the game this afternoon and go Blues.